Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Well, good morning, Emmanuel Faith. Welcome to a new week. This is Pastor Scott Smith. I've got the devotional for today. It's from Acts chapter 15, verses 22 to 28. I've called it a holy hunch. You know, an important technique in the practice of Bible study is to notice repetition. That is, how often words or phrases are repeated in a section of Scripture. When you see something occur a number of times, it's more than a good clue that God is trying to tell you something, because things that are important get repeated. Given that, what I find fascinating is that one phrase or a version of it pops up three times in these seven verses. I wonder, did you notice it? It first appears in verse 22, then reappears in verse 25, and then makes its last appearance, albeit with a slight and very interesting twist, in verse 28. And what's the phrase? It's the phrase, "It seemed good to..." In verses 22 and 25, we're told that it seemed good to the apostles and the elders. In verse 28, we're told that it seemed good to the Holy Spirit and the apostles and the elders. Now, what are we to make of this? Well, one thing is that sometimes the guidance we get from the Spirit is a little more squishy than we'd like it to be. Sometimes we have to make important decisions without a clear word from the Lord. So think about this. The apostles and the elders are gathered together to talk about the biblical requirements for salvation. And the clarity and the direction the church leadership is able to give to the Gentile believers is based in part on "it seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us." Based on the information they had, the input of others, and what they sensed to be the leading of the Holy Spirit, they made a decision that changed the trajectory of Christianity forever. I think we can all relate to having to make decisions based on a holy hunch, right? Do we buy a house in this neighborhood or that? Do I accept this job offer or stay where I am? Is it time to take this relationship to the next level or cut it off? Which life group should I join? In which ministry should I volunteer to serve? We don't always get clear guidance, but rather more of a sense of which direction we are supposed to move. I don't know about you, but sometimes a more clear sign, say such as what Gideon got in Judges chapter 6, 36 to 40, that might be nice, but it isn't always the way that he works. Usually when I have a decision to make, I pray and I ask for guidance, as well as going through a number of other steps that wise decision makers utilize, and which this text fortunately highlights. And then I make the choice that seems the best. I don't always have a clear word from the Lord, and sometimes there are multiple good options from which to choose. It's in those moments that there can be a good degree of squishiness. While that can be a bit unnerving, it does generate the opportunity to walk by faith and to trust Him to guide all my steps, even the ones that I only sense are the best ones to take. So something to think about this Monday morning. I'm Pastor Scott Smith, and I'll see you along the way.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.